There was supposed to be a 5K run as part of the Ardoyne Marrowbone Community Festival. It looks like as if it's not going to take place. I want to speak to Paul McCusker, who's a councillor and is involved in the committee as well. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Paul. I see the headline basically saying plea for authorities to allow Belfast Community Cross Community Festival run to take place. But the organisers haven't given enough time for those who give the okay to sign it off. This is the North Belfast 5K The Walls, Run the Walls event. So is it along the Peace Line? Is that what it is?
Well, no, Frank. The idea was young people from Woodvale, Old Park and Ardoyne were going to get together to lead in this run. It's going to start off at the Ardoyne shop front, go down Crumlin Road, along Canberra Street, onto Shankill, and then make its way back and towards Ardoyne as well. So the event was to help promote community relations in the community, particularly, you know, over the last couple of weeks, it's been a number of incidents that's happened. So it's a very positive event. When we initially engaged with local police, they were very helpful to say, yes, we're willing to support it. But then when it was escalated to more senior police, they then told us that there was a new legislation that was brought in last year that no one was aware of. And this legislation, a lot of local running clubs and athletic clubs, it certainly is damaging them as well. So you have to give the council 21 days notice. So we were totally unaware of this. We had over 2,000 flyers put out around the community to help promote the event. We have over 100 people that want to take part in the event as well. So we were asking, given the fact that this is a very positive event around community relations, about young people taking the lead, we were asking if council could maybe try and support us. They've now sent us back to the police again, and we're still waiting to hear back from senior police to see if they're happy to facilitate this.
But is this linked to giving the police enough notice with regards to who's going to police it and who's going to pay for the policing of it? Is it linked to that?
I'm not sure. I think, I mean, the police are more or less are quoting the legislation. But, you know, given the event and the nature of the event, Frank, you'd imagine that all the agencies would be right behind it, you know. I know, obviously, that there is legislation there that, again, as a local councillor and as local groups, running clubs, were unaware of this new legislation that has come in and into play in the last year. So, again, I think it needs to be a conversation of how that information is put into, you know, running clubs and local community groups to make them aware of that. Because, obviously, we're still sitting today. We're not sure if this event's going to happen. We have over 100 people involved. Young people got involved from Woodvale to Ardoyne to the Old Park who want to show positive aspect of North Belfast. And it'd be a shame if this event wouldn't be allowed to happen, you know.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's the same sort of knock-on effect from the story last year whereby they were concerned that the marathon mightn't happen again because of the cost of insurance, the cost of policing and the general costs that would have to be passed on to the organisers. I know there's a great debate and discussion, there was at one point, about that. And similarly, you know, some smaller events, I've heard people who've contacted the programme say, oh my goodness, our, you know, charity run that we'd on last year mightn't be able to happen next year because of some tweak or change with regards to legislation. It's probably linked in to that. But the idea of the kids running, you know, from the Ardoyne shops and the same kids running across the Peace Line and up the Shankill and whatever, is that not you know, something that needs additional policing and therefore a security risk?
Well, I mean, we do have a number of stewards from both sides of the community that's come on board. We have big support from the Woodvale community and people in the Shankill. So I think in terms of from a policing perspective, it's really just to ensure safety while people are running at different junctions. Of course, then, you know, we do have to have police to be aware of maybe something that could kick off. But essentially, you know, a police's input would be to just ensure that traffic was managed and just really to support the runners. I mean, on the scale of things, we're not talking about the Belfast Marathon. We're talking about a very localised event that's going to take roughly an hour to complete. I mean, on the scale of things, it's not a big event. It's a localised event, and we you know, I think it's really important to have more of these events where people from both sides of the community are running together, they're standing together, and showing that real sort of unified approach around positivity and the positive aspects of North Belfast, which quite often gets the opposite response, you know, the opposite effect where people, you know, we've seen recently in terms of homes being attacked and arranged fights, etc. We want to, you know, send a real clear message to say this needs to stop and there is good things happening.
Yeah, and you're confident that all the young people taking part in it would be safe. Those who would wish to have North Belfast seen in a negative light, they wouldn't interfere with it if most of the participants were locals who were running together, who were seen to be reaching the hand of friendship out. There wouldn't be a negative insult directed towards them.
No, I think, you know, for this type of event, we have to get both communities on board to support the event. We've done that. Again, as I say, young people from both sides of the community have came forward and want to see this happen. So we have the support from both sides of the community. It's just now asking those statutory agencies to step in and make it happen. But from the policing perspective, you know, all we're looking, essentially, is the police to ensure that traffic is managed. You know, this will take an hour. It's not a massive, massive event. We have a medical team who's done risk assessments, who's done the event management plans. We've all that in place. But we might need to get the green light from police to say yay or nay.
Okay. Just to point out, Belfast City Council, they're saying their officers were made aware of this event on Thursday the 9th of August. The council supports and works with organisers on a number of cross-community events and festivals across the city. The council has worked extensively with Athletics NI as the governing body for the sport to ensure that races are organised and managed safely. And they go on to say the closing of roads is a serious matter and the safety of runners is of paramount importance and requires proper management plans. Council understands that this particular event will involve the closure of a number of main arterial routes in the city and this may impact upon the road travelling public. The legislation requires that council places a 21-day notice in local newspapers and consults with a number of other agencies including DFI, PSNI, NIFRS, that's the Fire Brigade, and the NIAS, the Ambulance Service, as well as TransLink as the city's major provider of public transport. The Department of Infrastructure also states that a notice period of at least 12 weeks is required by the event organiser to allow sufficient time to process an application and to make an order which restricts or prohibits traffic from using a public road or for using a public road for holding a special event. The council cannot make any further exception for this or any other event. However, council officers are working with the organisers to see if alternative arrangements can be made to facilitate this event. My goodness, it's some handling to organise a bit of a run around the roads, isn't it?